time to crush someone to death. And when someone acted like a jackass in the pit, stage diving fat kid would put an end to it. Stage diving fat kid never missed a show. Stage diving fat kid had nowhere else to go. Stage diving fat kid hated jocks and posers. Stage diving fat kid loved to mow them over. Stage diving, stage diving, stage diving fat kid. Stage diving, stage diving, stage diving fat kid. Stage diving, stage diving, stage diving fat kid. Stage diving fat kid's here. He's here. I saw him buying comic books just the other day. After 20 years, exactly what he'd say. He was older, he was fatter, little else had changed. I said, stage diving fat kid, we never knew your name. Thrilled that I remembered him, a tear welled his eye. He said, I'm stage diving fat kid, till the day I die. Such a poignant moment, I had to write this song. Stage diving fat kid, your legend lives on. Stage diving fat kid never missed a show. Stage diving fat kid had nowhere else to go. Stage diving fat kid hated jocks and poses. Stage diving fat kid loved a mole moment. Stage diving, stage diving, stage diving fat kid. Stage diving, stage diving, stage diving fat kid. Stage diving, stage diving, stage diving fat kid. Stage diving fat kid's here. Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio. Hang on a sec. They just don't know when to stop. All right. It's that time. It's 5 o'clock, live performance time. In the studio, we have Vasem. Can you hear me, Zach? I can't hear you. All right. Let's try it. My fault. It's been one of them days. That's all right. Are we ready to go?
Yup. Ready? All ready.
Let's do it.
I'm lying to myself, my rotten heart you've won. And still my lust endures while being dragged through love. I've got to stay a sunshine awakening divine. With morsels fear, it's over my love here is dead and gone. Broken, I've been enough. Over my precious, my little dove. Don't care what happens, I've been enough. So empty, void inside. Keep as true as they will come. salvation from above. No one will stop the rain. It's over. My love here is dead and gone. Sad and broken, I've bled enough. It's over.
Caught me off guard there. Abrupt ending. Yeah, it's always one track per show. I think I've told you that before. Somebody always gets me with one of those.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did. But you did it at the beginning. Get it over with. Thank you. All right. Well, Zach, thanks for coming and playing for us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So it's really exciting. You got a full release that has just come out, and the party is Saturday at Smalls.
Yeah, we've got a 8-song album, CD.
Okay. Thing. And that wasn't that long ago. I think, what was it, about 7-8 months ago you released the EP?
Yeah, we had a 7-song EP that we released in February.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing this 8-song album.
Hmm. It's only one number difference, but okay.
I think anything over 30 minutes is considered an album.
Ah, is that what it is?
That's what I think. So this one's like 35 minutes, and the other one was like 23.
Yeah, no.
So I called the other one an EP.
I guess I could agree with that, too. I was looking at some of the older music that I listened to when I was a few years younger than I am now. But, yeah, the average album for most of the classic bands that I grew up with usually clocked in around 35, 36 minutes. And that was considered a full album for sure. But that's still quite a bit of material within a short bit of time. I mean, even some of the best local bands I know of that have come through here over the years, you know, if they get 2 releases within 3 or 4 years, that's doing well. But
yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of stuff just building up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Kind of like... Go ahead.
I just like working on something, recording it,
mm-hmm.
and then moving on to something else.
Okay.
I don't like to stay with the same songs for too long.
Huh. Nothing wrong with that. We like that too. I wish there were a lot more artists out there, and not just local, but national. That,
yeah. Well, the thing is like, I mean, what else are you going to do other than make music? Like, that's supposed to be the point.
Right. Well, especially in 2018. I mean, years ago, well, you did drugs and groupies, but who does that anymore? It's too expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't have the time.
Exactly. All right. Well, you've got quite a bit here on the list, so why don't we keep it going?
Yeah. If we don't get it through all of them, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. So the first song that I played was a new song that's not on either release. This next song is on the release that's coming out Saturday. It's called Leech.
Leech. don't need it all to drain all my dreams. Draw me off like she's some kind of queen. Think you own it all. Go and take what you please, just to shake you off. So hard to make you leave. Every high, every low, I don't need someone. Die alone, I hope so. I don't need someone. Watch me fall. Go ahead, take a seat. Gonna make you crawl. Don't you stop till your liquor clean. I'm gonna cut you off, kick you out in these streets. Every high, every low, I don't need.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Vasem, or I guess we could say a version of Vasem, right?
Yeah, it's just me and my drum machine.
Packing light today, huh?
So, yeah, I got in a fight with the band, so they said, you know, they're not, yeah. I got in a fight with them. So.
Well, as long as you make up by Saturday night, I guess that'll be all right.
Hopefully they show up. They're supposed to. We'll see what happens. There might be a fist fight on stage.
Well, that'll add to the entertainment.
Exactly.
Kind of thing that you see at Smalls once in a while anyway. But speaking of, why don't you just tell us real quickly about who plays with you, who you have on board as far as the band goes.
I have my right-hand man, Michael O'Connor, and he's playing bass. Him and I are in several projects together, including Visitors is one of them.
Which is playing Friday, right?
Yeah, we're playing tomorrow at PJ's Lager House.
Okay. So you are a busy bee this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Michael, and he collaborates on a lot of the songs, too. And then on guitar is a young man named by the name of Zachary Anderson. So there's two Zachs in the band. And he's an awesome guitarist. He was in a band called Trancers, which were also very good. I don't know if you have any of their music, but
no, we don't.
I'll try to. I'll ask Zach if he can send any to you.
Please do. Yeah.
And then Jake Woods, he played drums in Trancers. So when I started talking to Zach about playing, he said, "Oh, my friend, you know, Jake can play." And I said, "Yeah."
Okay.
And Jake's been a great addition to the band. He also sings backups.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been working great.
Wow. And as we talked about before, it's a little bit of a transition because you normally play drums in all the other projects, but
yeah,
this time you're.
Yeah, it's a big difference, but it's fun.
Okay. How was that, like, adjusting to, like, okay, now I'm the person in front, I'm the lead vocalist, everybody's looking at me?
It's actually, playing guitar is more difficult than just singing to
mm-hmm.
me. Because when I'm playing guitar, I'm fighting with the drummer, too. So when I'm just singing, if I'm not playing guitar, I'm just singing, then I'm not really thinking about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, when we play on Saturday, I'm only going to play guitar in a couple songs.
Oh, wow.
Because we covered Bauhaus for some Halloween shows
right.
recently, and mm-hmm. I didn't play guitar for that.
Okay.
And that those shows went a lot better than our other shows have been. So I decided, you know, maybe I won't play guitar.
It's a lot easier just to focus on one thing,
yeah.
You know. I mean, you can do it. You can do both things at a time, but you do them so much better when you do them separately.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. And you can also engage the audience more if you're not mm-hmm. playing guitar. You're not tied to it.
Yeah. Now, that's what most frontmen do. They're out there, like, literally getting into the audience most of the time.
Yeah.
And they actually leave the stage for a moment.
Yeah.
Which is a little harder to do when you got all this equipment in your hand.
Yeah.
That's great. All right, let's keep it going, I guess.
Okay, this song is called What a Lovely Time, and this is from the EP that was released earlier in February.
Thank you.
Live from Studio J here on WHFR, Henry Ford College Radio, with Vasum. All right. So you're kind of splitting it up a little bit here, half and half. Like, some of the songs are from the EP and some of them are from the new one?
Yeah, and
couple of brand new ones, period.
Yeah, there's four new ones.
Oh, that aren't even on the full length either, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like a world premiere for...
Yeah. Yeah, the first song was a world premiere, and there's three other songs that we'll be playing shortly. We're actually going to record those three songs in December.
Okay. So that will become, what, a second EP then, or...?
I'm not sure yet. We might just release them as singles.
Okay.
I don't know if the three songs would be considered an EP or not either.
Mm-hmm.
We're also thinking about recording some Bauhaus covers, seeing how those turn out.
Yeah.
And possibly releasing those too.
Would you keep those separate, or would you mix it in with your stuff?
I'd probably keep those separate.
Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You know, what you do is maybe get other bands that feel like they want to do something like that and put it together. I don't know.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Just a thought. All right, let's do another one. Friend?
Yeah, this one is off the new album.
Grandbrook Pedigree.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. WHFR, live from Studio J with Vasem. All right. So this next one, Iceman?
Yeah, this one's a new one.
Okay, I didn't think I recognized it.
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Ghosts
You're listening to WHFR.FM, live from Studio J with Vasum. All right. So, yeah, the stuff that you do for your solo project here, I guess you can't really call it a solo project. You call it a band, but it's your band, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's definitely darker than any of the other projects you're in, so...
Yeah.
Was that one of the main reasons why you decided to do this, I take it? Or?
Yeah. I felt a yearning to be dark.
It's like every once in a while, I just don't want to be happy.
Yeah.
Definitely a change from the other ones that I've seen you play. Okay. And you had that kind of like that George Harrison thing going. I got all this material and I can't release it, so I guess I'm just going to have to form my own band.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, that was the idea, but a lot of the stuff that I had, you know, originally, I just haven't really done anything with.
Okay.
So I have a back catalog of, you know, a hard drive of hundreds of songs that I'm just slowly going through.
Okay. So you won't be slowing down anytime soon then, huh?
No, I don't see...
Okay. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. But you did say that Michael does help you a lot with, you know, creating the songs.
He's the first person that I record a lot of demos at home.
Okay.
So I'll email them to Mike and I'll see what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And if he approves of it, then, you know, if he's interested in it, then we'll start working on it.
Okay.
Ah, and then so there's some songs, too, where there's a couple songs on the new record where Mike came in with some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we build songs off of that. So it's been fun.
Great. Okay. So you got that release party coming up Saturday at Smalls.
Yeah.
And you get a, it looks like a killer lineup. You're playing with Werewolves and Those Hounds.
Yeah. Have you listened to Werewolves yet?
I was actually lucky enough to check them out. They tore it up at the Dally in September.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know about Werewolves.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been friends with bass player Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known Bruce as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they play in another band that does a lot of cover shows and stuff.
Okay.
Called the John Fett Quartet.
Ah, okay. I have to check that out. But, yeah, they were one of the highlights of the festival back in September, right? They definitely...
Yeah, they're all amazing musicians in that band, so you can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, between the three of you, I think it'll be definitely a great night.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, why don't we keep it going? I want to squeeze as much as I can in here.
Okay, this next song is also a new one called Someday. Yeah.
Live from Studio J with Vasem in the studio. And that was a song called Someday. So we're hearing songs from the first one. That was just a self-titled EP, correct?
Correct.
And then, of course, this new one, the full-length, called Void, which you'll be playing most of, I take it, on Saturday night at Smalls.
Correct.
And a couple songs thrown in, world premieres. You heard them first here on WHFR. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Got plenty more. Why don't we just keep it going?
All right. This next one is also a new one called Repeat.
Thank you. every soul. Like you have to see, like the known, just 'cause we can't be left alone. To any selfish life, for all my saints, I can't help but realize we're here to stay.
Live from Studio J here at WHFR, Henry Ford College Radio, with the artist known as Vasem. All right. I say that because we only have one quarter of the band.
Right.
The most important part of the band, but yes. All right. So you're doing a good job there. You're doing all parts.
Yeah, just mostly just playing my regular parts, and I tried it out and sounded decent. So,
yeah, I tried that when I was younger. I do play guitar. I don't play it that well, but I could never sing or do anything else at the same time. I just had to play, and that was it. That's all I could do.
Yeah. One thing about playing drums is you get good at being multiple functions at once.
This is true. That's probably like three or four things at the same time easily,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be good training to do the other stuff later on. I could see that. Me, I got to focus on one thing at a time, I guess.
Yeah.
That's okay. All right. Mistress.
Okay. Yeah, this is an oldie but a goodie from the first album. Thank you.
eyes can take, won't just hesitate.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Vazum. All right. Yeah, you can see the clock from there. We got four more songs. Probably not going to fit those, all four of them in. What do you think? What would you like to play?
The last two is good.
Eyes Out and Vulture?
No. Wait and Fear.
Oh, okay. Eh, bummer. All right. That's okay. All right. So I guess let's talk one more time, and then maybe we'll just finish up with those last two tracks then.
Okay.
So anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to talk about? Or?
Not really, no.
All right. So we'll just remind everybody, again, the release party is Saturday at Smalls in Hamtramck, and they're going to be playing with Those Hounds and Werewolves. That should be a killer lineup. In your face, kind of indie rock, and should be a great time. All right. So we're going to finish off with Wait and Fear.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Out of it and
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio.